Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom. We all know the ladies' man and the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. How are we doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just as you can tell, I'm freaking sweating right now. I've been running wide open throttle since 6 this morning. So just getting a lot of things done and, you know, cranking it all out.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Visit us and enjoy all of our online apparel and shop and get the gifts for your loved ones and yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's also brought to you by Miss Outlaw Boutique. That's MS Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw was loose this weekend at Miss Outlaw Boutique. They had a very successful Friday evening shop and sip show during Truck Nights, Bub.
Yeah, man, it was a lot of fun, dude. The place was freaking jam-packed, dude. There were, the Outlaw girls were everywhere, dude, running around up and down the streets of Abacoa. Just a lot of great stuff going on, the accessories, the merchandise. There was, the whole fall festive thing going on there with, like, apple cider, the gingerbread cookies, I mean, all kinds of stuff. So it was a really, really cool time. They did an amazing job there. We had a blast.
Miss Robin made those ginger snap cookies and brought them up there. It's also brought to you by Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. And we will be there November 18th unveiling the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA Mustang, Bub. This is the only stock block EcoBoost 600 horsepower car in the world. It will be unveiled at booth 24125, and you have built it here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.
Yeah, man, it's coming together really strong, dude. We've spent a lot of time, late nights, a lot of weekend working and just getting this thing ready to go. That's why I kind of have no idea today's Monday, because I worked all the way through the weekend. But, a lot of stuff going on this ride. We've got parts in paint and body. We've got pieces that are out of powder coating. We've got parts still coming in from all across the U.S. right now. I finally talked to the guys at American Racing actually yesterday, and they're starting to throw some sneak peeks up on their end as well. I don't know if you saw that yet on the Instagram, at American Racing Instagram page. They're throwing up some of the three-piece wheels and tires that are coming in for this thing. So it's going to look insane. When you have those wheels made, right now we're on the eighth week of those wheels, still waiting for those things to come in. So listen, I'm waiting for these things to...
Somebody close the door, please. God damn it.
I'm waiting for these things to get in. We have a lot of panel fitment to still modify once we get those things in because of how extreme we went. There are 11s wide front, 14 wides in the rear, so we're going to have a lot more trimming to do on top of what you already see going on the top of the fender wells right now, getting this thing clear for the turning radius of the tires. Probably going to have to do a little bit more in the front bumper, a little bit at the rear fender. So we're waiting for those things to get installed, mounted, and balanced. We'll be ready to go, and we'll do that final trimming then.
We're also brought to you by Monster Energy. Monster Energy is energy done Bubba style. Turbinetics and Precision Turbos, they're the big sponsor behind this build as well, with Steeda, CPE, Watson Racing, Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, SEMA 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang that will be unveiled at booth 24125, and again on November 18th at the Guinness World Record largest holding Cars and Coffee event right there here in South Florida, Bub.
Yeah, man, we're really looking forward to it. We've got a long way to go still, and probably about 2 weeks worth of time left, literally our working time, because as you know, this car is going from here down to Sean Kelly at DNA Surface Concepts.
Yes.
This car is literally going to go through a full carbon ceramic coating, not just the basic, what there was all the guys out there doing the 3H and the 2H and the 9H of the ceramic coating.
The nonsense stuff.
That you put on your car, and this literally protects the paint. It's like a film protection almost, but not in an actual film sheet. This is literally through chemicals and ionic bonds. So we are going to send this thing down to Sean Kelly at DNA Surface Concepts, probably on like the 20th, 23rd of this month. So we only really have 2-3 weeks left of full production time on our end here at BEM. We have a long way to go. We officially closed the doors on the interior of this car on Friday. Everything is done. The roll cage is done. The rear seat delete's done. Custom seats are done. The custom door panels are done. Steering wheel, dash components, center console, shift boot, e-brake boot, everything inside of the car is done. So we're done in there. Suspension is installed. Steeda reached out to us again, like you mentioned. They are throwing every last piece of product on this car that Steeda offers for the S550 model from stage one, stage two, stage three, their starter kits, everything that they offer for these cars is going to be installed on this thing and debuting at SEMA.
One of the beautiful things, Bub, is that every one of the sponsors of this car, Watson Racing, Steeda, CPE, Turbinetics, all of the sponsors and partners of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports SEMA car will be putting their product for sale on our website.
Yeah.
We will be selling SEMA packages, which will be specifically packages built towards the S550 Mustang that will go in honor of this one-off car. It is the only one in the world like it. And we will be selling all of the other performance packages as well, Bub.
Yeah, man, there's a full future for this car. We've already got it lined up for a couple different magazine companies to shoot. We've got this thing featured in magazines already, just in the behind the scenes works of it, the sneak peek shots. We've been featured a couple times already in our local, in Jupiter Magazine, which is probably the number one publication in all of Palm Beach County.
Absolutely.
It was actually rated, what, Florida's Best Magazine just very recently.
Yep.
So super cool with that. But we're having a fun time building this car. It's going to take us really far places, man. We've got a long way to go in a couple weeks, short period of time. But I'm looking forward to it, dude. It's coming together really, really strong, man. Tim Wood was here this morning. He saw the car.
Former Marlins pitcher. Speaking of Marlins, Bub, and pitchers, we have the one and only Brett Lilek standing off the set with us. He's over there. Good morning, Brett. How are you today?
Good.
Brett's here.
He's off set juggling balls.
People don't understand how tall those ball players are, too, man.
Right?
They're the best people in the world. Mr. Producer, you have a comment or question?
Yeah. Mark Hoffman, he's saying, hey. So.
Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Yeah.
Hey, were there? I don't think the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track team raced this weekend, did we? We went
out
on the
so.
Track this
no.
weekend. No,
Mark,
there was nothing going on the race circuit out there this weekend, was there? Get back to me and let me know. I want to know if Larry Williams pops up too out of Georgia. I want to find out if we can hook up with Larry out there as well. Bubba.
Yeah, man. It's we've got a lot of people out there. You know, we're going to be with all of our sponsors out there. CPE's going to have their booth set up there, which is actually who does all of our air induction on this car. The front mount intercooler rated at 750 horse. All of our custom piping, hot charge pipe, the cold charge pipe,
yep.
the HKS blow-off valve. The cold air intake. We have so many different components on this car that have just brought this thing to be an absolute street animal. And we're looking forward to unveiling this thing to the entire world in the Turbonetics Precision booth. It's going to be insane, dude.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you missed this week's podcast, we are the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on Blog Talk Radio on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network. We had CPE on the phone with us. They joined us live. They were at the H2O cruise in Maryland.
Ocean City, Maryland.
Yep. That's where it is. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. We had Mike join us. I mean, it was good conversation. Very technical. You brought forth a lot of technical information. You can catch up with that on Facebook. You can see the show actually live. We are the only ones who live stream in 4K our motorsports podcast.
Or yeah,
you can
man.
Catch up with them on Blog Talk Radio.
A lot of fun.
Mr. Producer.
Yeah, Mark says the next race is the 13th or 14th of October, so keep an eye out.
Okay, Mark, the 13th or 14th of October. Mark, also let me know where people can come see the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports number 12 Monte Carlo race so we can send some fans and push them out that direction, please. Our producer will let us know. New format for the show starting today. Connor spent the weekend in the production studios doing a lot of things, Bub, in the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports broadcast studios. We are now running from three different cameras, four cameras coming to you today. The Stitched Together episode is going to be absolutely stunning.
Yeah, man, it's going to come together really strong. You know, as everybody knows out there, we've been making a lot of changes here at the facility. Not in terms of from a build quality standpoint, but just in terms of, you know, the way we're doing our social media marketing, and bringing everything to you guys live. We have a lot of fans that are all across the U.S., all across the world. So we want to make sure that, you know, we can get out there and show it in the strongest light possible. Huge thanks to Connor for coming on board and doing full production. I mean, he's literally taking our great production quality, I would say, that we've had in the past to just a level that is probably almost untouched in today's world right now. He's got a lot of behind the scenes stuff going on right now. So you guys stay tuned for all these clips and videos he's going to be cropping up and together with some fun little animations, all kinds of cool stuff.
It's really cool.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
it really is. But we are going to be building Brett Lilek's Audi. Let's talk
man.
A little bit about it. It will be featured here on Doing It Bubba Style tomorrow, the live stream from 11 to 11:30.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, man, this is it's going to be another one of those sweet street sleeper rides, right? It's going to be super clean. Car is super high-end on the performance side. It's a very nice Audi. So we are going to take this thing and do it up over the top. We are doing a set of billet adjustable ride lengths on it, lowering it down on a set of niche wheels. These are going to be a staggered fitment, so they're 20s in the front, 9 in the front, 10 and a half wide in the rear. So this thing's going to have a real fat stance to it, real aggressive looking, kind of get off those basic looking wheels that are on the thing now. We're going to do a lot of smoking up, a lot of tinting that we typically do on the lights, getting all the emblems smoked up properly, get this thing sounding like it should, right? You know how we roll with the JL Audio. That's actually what's featured here in the BEM SEMA build as well. So we are going to have a lot of the audio system, just like the way these ball players like to ride, is just high class, in style, and look good and be totally comfortable.
We are very blessed to build the Marlins vehicles here, Bub. They return to us time and time again because of the quality that you put out, and those rides are absolutely sweet. Those guys are not cheap guys. They go all the way,
yep.
and they always ask for the best.
Yep, that's it, and you just give them the best. So that's what we'll make sure we do, and it's stay tuned for our Instagram for that probably over
You'll
the next couple days, maybe
that's
today,
right.
tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys will be seeing some sneak peeks of that car going up on Instagram. It's going to look really, really cool.
It's going to be a beautiful
I'm
car,
looking
man,
forward to it, man.
I can't wait, man. You've got a couple really pretty Audis.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, dude, but those things, we did Derek Dietrich's.
Derek Dietrich's.
That
yeah.
thing, let me tell
oh.
you.
And that was the one he picked up right from the dealership.
Animal,
he called you that night.
He called me that night.
And said, come pick this thing up at the stadium and get to work.
He's like, dude, I'm going to Orlando to pick this thing up. I'm bringing it back.
He's like, all right, man. Double D. What is it?
32 double D. That's it.
32 double D. That's
it.
That's his number. 32 double D, man.
Yeah, man. So we're just going to keep cranking them out here. We've got, literally every department right now in this facility. I'm talking everything from the admin side to the production side to the upholstery side, the paint and body side, the mechanical side. Everybody running wide open throttle right now. We're in full crunch time on not only the client rides, the player rides, the SEMA rides. So we have a lot of stuff going on. We're looking forward to it and just cranking it out.
It's crazy. Bob, I told you the ball players are big. I'm going to surprise everybody. I'm 5'8", you're 5'8". Ladies and gentlemen, the world-renowned Brett Marlick is going to join us right now, and you're going to see how tall these ball players are. Come on in here, Brett.
Can we get a stool
up here?
How
you doing, man? Yeah. It's good to see you.
How's it going, everybody?
What's up, Brett? Come on, man.
How's it going,
Bob? Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brett Lilac. Look at him. Now, I am 5'8", and you can see I am up at his shoulder.
Like, what's this guy doing?
You can see how tall he really is. And, Brett, it's an honor to be able to build for you, man. You're just a great dude, man. You're a really, really good guy.
Wouldn't want anyone else doing it besides Bubba.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Brett.
Tell us a little bit, Brett, what's it like to be in baseball at your level? How is that, man? That's got to be exciting to make it, man.
Yeah, it's every kid's little dream. You know, we all grow up wanting to do something. You know, firefighter, policeman, I grew up wanting to be a baseball player. That dream came true, and here we are.
Nice.
Right. Oh, man. Right here in beautiful, sunny South Florida, right, man?
And you know what's funny, too, is there's so many people, especially us, you know, because we're so deep in the mix, but there's so many people, a lot of my friends that, you know, just through mutual connections, we all hook up all the time, but there's so many of my friends that are like, man, it's like these guys go out there and they just basically get to play all day long. But it's like, really, when you think about that, you guys play how many games a year? 200 and something plus games a year.
You're on the road, you're tired, man. Jesus.
I mean, it's a lot of travel, it's a lot of hard work.
A day off a month, 2 days max.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's it. I mean, you're training early in the morning all the way through the afternoons. So it's tough, man. It's not just going out and playing with balls having fun.
No, no it's not. No. It's not, is it?
It's hard work. It's taxing.
It's not. And I know Bub was out with one of the Marlins managers, my close friend, Mark Brown. They walked out with a $711 bar tab. Yep.
That's it?
We didn't really walk out either, Brett.
That says that's it. They went to Hakato's, I guess, over there in Avocola. Yeah, that's where they went, man. So, yeah, it is.
That's a lot of sake. Let me just put it that way. Yeah. Listen, that's a lot of sake, dude. Yeah.
Definitely.
And I mean, they politely asked us to leave. I'll leave it at that.
Did it? And he got home. And he made it in to do the podcast on Saturday morning.
I did. I didn't even seem drunk. It's because I was still drunk.
Yeah.
I didn't even seem drunk. That's all good.
Brett, thank you for joining us live here on Doing It Bubba Style. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Brett.
You guys
appreciate
it,
man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
forward to this thing.
Definitely.
Brett Lilac, right there. There he is. I told you those guys are tall, man. They make us look short.
I think our camera angle is all getting adjusted as he brought
them. I think he was. Yeah, our producer was adjusting the angle so they could.
And now he's bringing them back down to like freaking midget height. They're like, here, let me lower these things down 2 feet.
They're the greatest, man. The Marlins players are absolute, and the coaching staff, you couldn't ask for better people, man.
Yeah, man, it's great organization, great team, and we love it. We support them. You know, they're right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of, not only just from a business relationship standpoint, but a lot of friendships with all of them as well. So we have a great time with it, man.
Great people.
Yeah,
man.
Big time.
But, Bub, it's only because of the quality of what you build, the way each screw and nut and bolt is indexed in north, south. It's just everything you do is so personal.
You know, I feel like it's just got to be done with quality. A lot of people look at, and don't take this the wrong way, but there's a lot of companies out there that take, celebrity status or, musicians or, NFL, NBA, MLB, any of these things. They kind of take it as like meal ticket, right?
You can't do that.
You can't. You just have to do it literally. The same quality I'm going to put into this Audi, for example, is going to be the same quality that I'm putting on that 68 Camaro over here, or the 57 Bel Air, or even better, this is basic old busted Tahoe. I don't even know what that thing is or why it's in the shop. But listen, the quality of what is going to roll out is not going to change what you receive at all.
Seth's here from Monkey in Paradise. He's blown away by the quality.
Drooling back there. Literally drooling over his car. And that's been a big one, man. That was that was a 6 month build so far, 7 month build. And every panel on that car, if you guys haven't seen it, go to our Instagram page, you'll see it. But that car has literally been hit every panel all the way around, with the exception of the rear bumper on that car was hit. Literally. Total loss, but this was a brand new car. The guy didn't have it for 2 weeks and he got total four car pileup.
We put in $4,000 worth of labor to make that car remain on the road because it was total. It was hit by a Mini Cooper at a stoplight. Mr. Producer.
Yeah, Mark says wait until you rebuild the number 12. You will have all the dirt track teams dropping off their cars to you as well.
Nice.
Absolutely, Mark. Absolutely.
That might be the best looking dirt track car on the track.
It's going to be the hottest looking dirt track, and it'll have the best audio system too.
Right? It'll be cruising.
Mark, when is the next time we go racing, and what event is it that we are racing at? Could you please tell me so I can send the fans over? check it out, Bubba. This is a Steena Autosports. Bubba's got Motorsports Palm Beach plating suspension underneath this car, Bubba. People can't see how beautiful this sway bar, but we don't want them to see too much.
Yeah, yeah.
The strut assembly's in, the adjustable camber plates are in.
Yeah, this is literally Steena's top of the line package for this car. They offer, and what's nice about Steena is, again, everything you can imagine, all quality. Doesn't matter, you know, what the financial aspect of it is.
Doesn't matter.
But it's quality product, and I'm talking everything from basic shock absorbers and just a cheap set of lowering springs that most guys want to do. Some guys go affordable, budget builds. You know, there's a lot of guys that go buy these cars. They just want to have a $250 set of springs put on their car. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going to get performance. You're going to get handling, and more importantly, you're going to get the looks you want. Just dropping that car down on the tire a little bit. You're going to get all of that. But when you go into their highest in line, this is every package that Steena offers is on this S550 Mustang, and it fits all of them. Everything from the four-cylinder to the V6 to the V8s, the GT350Rs, all of them. Everything is on here. It is all the highest end. It is all fully adjustable ride height, fully adjustable caster camber plates, fully adjustable on the sway bar progressiveness, however hard you want your car to respond through cornering.
When you say the words camber and caster, can you tell us what those are, please?
So that's,
what are those?
That's in terms of your steering alignment, not only in the front, but also in the rear. There's fully adjustable arms back there in the rear as well. So Glenn hooked us up with literally every feature and component that Steena Autosport sells for this S550, not only so we can showcase their product to its fullest potential, also so that this EcoBoost is doing everything it should do once we get it out there on the road course, because you know we've got Gio Hammerbeck getting out there just running this car wide open throttle. So not only looking really strong, but performing every way it should. So your caster camber plates, your sway bar adjustments, everything is fully adjustable so your car can not only perform how it should on the street, but also on the track.
So Bob, one of the things you want to do is make sure that the caster and camber are set up properly so the car tracks true, mm-hmm. and it doesn't wear out the inside or outside of the tires.
Yeah, so, I mean, just going through it, man, it's, you know, for example, like when you adjust sway bar end links, when you're starting with all these pieces, the best thing to do is always try to start like what your factory components were. So your adjustable sway bar end links, you want to set them to stock, if not dead on, to what the stock lengths were. So you just lay them side by side or one on top of another, take measurements of them, however it is you guys want to do them, and you go from a center point to center point, you can take that measurement and you can make that into your new Steena adjustable setup. So you always start at your factory setting, because again, Ford built it, they've done the R&D, they've done the testing, they know exactly what's meant to be. Steena provides a stronger, more better, high-end quality product. It goes on the car, and it performs exactly like it should. So you want to start with Ford's measurements and then adjust and tweak from there for your driving style of what you're doing.
It's funny, too, because Lethal Performance, no one in the industry for their Mustang works, are within a 50-mile radius of us.
Yep.
And Steena decided that this car is so special that Glenn Vitale over there is going to work this week to try to work, massage something so we can all come together and we, too, can be featuring all of the fine line of Steena Motorsport Autosports products on our website in a variety of colors. All of these products will now be for sale with us here, and it doesn't have to just be Steena. You're actually going to build SEMA packages of what you're doing.
Yeah, man. It's you know, all these products again are literally everything except for the powertrain platform. So I'm talking everything from the Duraflex wide body kit that we're doing on this car, which as you can see, all of the nutserts are in. Those panels are over in paint and body right now, getting shot. Literally as we speak, they were in primer right before I came on set. So those are getting shot. We've got the Carbon Creations going on this car for all the carbon fiber. All of these components are going to be transferable through every one of these Mustang body styles. Again, if it's a four-cylinder, six, V8, Shelby package, it doesn't matter which one you bought. All of those components will transfer over unless you have like a Roush package that's a different front fascia. But there are still those same components available to make that product fit.
Bub, you were just talking to Nick Hogan, Hulk Hogan's son. We're going to be hooking up with them at SEMA this year. Your guys are good friends. I just want to show everybody that today we received from Reggie out in Simi Valley, California, the official, this is the only boxed turbo of its type in the world. This is, as we can see right here, it is even labeled. Behind us. This is the only turbocharger of its type in the world, Bub. This is the second rendition after you developed the first platform, and here it is.
Yeah, man. So, you know, as you can see, just starting, dude, I mean, just the box itself, the way Turbonetics put that thing together, the box itself is a perfect marketing setup, dude. I mean, look at it. It's got the Ford 2.3 EcoBoost labeled on the side of it. This is the only company in the entire world offering a direct fit truly bolt-on unit. There are no flanges, no adapters, no aftermarket studs, no modifications, no separate oil feed lines or return lines, water lines, everything. You can literally take this turbocharger, push that limit with supporting bolt-ons and everything that's tuned together properly. These things are set to take off your factory turbocharger, and as you can see in his hands, you bolt them on with a matter of 1, 2, 3, 4 exhaust studs here on the inlet side, 2 on the outlet side. You have your compressor charge pipe, and you have your cold air intake, 3 vacuum lines. Not hard, a couple oil lines and fittings, all of them very easy to do, basic common sense, tools, all easy stuff, nothing special required. You literally jack this car up if you're doing it on the ground, on stands, doing it safe, or if you put it on a lift, it's a lot easier to do once you get those lower exhaust studs, but it does come off and on probably in about 45 minutes and then go through and do full tuning from there. You're going to have an animal just awakening as you're doing it.
Now, certainly, Bub, that's not the length of time it takes to put a suspension together.
No,
to have Pat over at Palm Beach Plating put it, his signature touches on these, to do the Watson Racing roll cage and the interior delete, the special interior that this car has got. Those are all very different animals.
Yeah. So it's, a lot of time goes into it, man. It's, that's going to be a true bolt-on. Again, everything here is a true bolt-on. But we've gone far just above everything you can imagine in terms of custom powder coatings, platings, finishes, fitment product and modifications. You know, just for example, last night on like the rear sway bar assembly, I was actually going through and I took the factory Ford brake line. There's only a single on the factory rear sway bar.
Yes, I saw it in the picture.
So I went through those brackets, the factory brake line retaining brackets, and I actually modified those and had where the factory 90 came off and mounted on the front side of the sway bar, right after you slide it on the sway bar inlink stud. I went ahead and modified the upper and lower portion of that, so I still had a 90-degree tab, but it actually, since I have this on the stiffest setup from Steeda, I went ahead and set that so it's the exact same width of one of the Steeda holes in the sway bar, so it goes in, it's just like a dowel pin.
The other thing too, Bub, that I thought was really cool is, as I looked at the picture you put on Instagram last night, the quality of you as a builder shows completely. The first thing I looked at is one of the retaining bolts, and I wanted to make sure that it was consistent with everything you've ever built. The flat was at a north-south condition, or a 12-6 condition, and in fact, it was.
Yeah, for sure. It's once I go through, I torque everything. It doesn't take a little bit more just to turn them a certain way and index them. You know, there's a lot of guys out there that do indexing when they build. I index everything, once I go through, even on all of these Allen studs that are going to be around these fender
all
flares,
same way.
All of these are going to be studded and they're all going to be sitting all in an index position. So it's going to look really good. It's just doing the build right and just not rushing through. You know, some guys slap things together, throw a nut and bolt on it. They don't care which way the washer's facing, turn, doesn't matter. But you have to go through and just take the time to build
quality
right
takes
and
time.
Have quality.
Quality takes time.
Yeah,
Bub.
For sure.
Speaking of which, Bub, this car will be unveiled in Las Vegas, Nevada. From the 31st to the 3rd or 4th of November. This is a good time for me to ask everybody to remember the innocent victims that were gunned down just completely, without any conviction for life by an idiot out there at Mandalay Bay and the Jason Aldean concert that was finishing up. We want to keep those people in our thoughts, our hearts, and our prayers. We want to, there's always a case to be made for arming yourself, but when you have somebody shooting from the 32nd floor down,
not much you can do at that point.
There's really not. Man.
No, that's a shame, dude.
Yeah, and this isn't a call for gun control. Certainly, we don't believe in that. But the fact is, we are Second Amendment rights. We are concealed carry holders ourselves. The fact is, you just don't gun down innocent people like that.
Yep, not at all, man. Not cool.
Not cool at all.
Yep.
So please, everybody, please keep everybody that was involved in that in their thoughts and prayers. I understand it was a real massacre, man. I don't know what drives somebody to do something as insane as that, man.
No idea.
And the sad part is that took premeditation. It took thought.
Well, what's going to turn into now is going to be a total change in now the way hotels are run. You know, one person's actions are probably going to set up somebody where for some reason they're either going to have metal detectors going in now to those. We saw what happens in airliners, and you saw what happened in schools, man. For Christ's sakes, there's kids that have to pass through schools now through metal detectors. So it's, you never know what it's going to do for the hotel market industry all around the entire world because of one idiot.
And think about people who travel to go on hunting expeditions. You and I are not hunters. We don't believe in I was using my chainsaw yesterday.
Probably not safe, by the way.
And part of the tree landed in my neighbor's yard over the wall. I sent you pictures of that.
But then
the funny part was I was working around the air conditioning unit and I accidentally cut the thermostat line for the air conditioning unit.
You just should not be doing yard work, dude.
Sadly, when I was using the chainsaw, I hit a large frog, the back leg of a frog, and that made me feel very bad. I called Bub and I said, man, I feel terrible about it because there was blood everywhere. And I'm not good into hurting animals or people unless there's a need to do it, Bub.
Right. That's it.
So Bub, that's going to wrap up this episode. We appreciate Brett Lilac joining us here on live on the set. We love those guys being here. We think the Marlins and the Marlins organization. It doesn't matter about, Bub, you know, your win-lose draw record. It doesn't matter what other people say about you, especially in the media. As long as you know what you're doing is right and you're giving 110%, that's all that matters.
Yeah, no matter what you do. That's it. It's the best you can do, man. Get out there and go.
That's it, man.
That's it. Yep.
So much gossip and drama, man. And with things like happening in Las Vegas like happened, we want to make sure that we make the world a better place today. Until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. For the finest in boutique apparel and accessories, it is Miss Outlaw Boutique on the web, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere you can imagine. The Outlaws Loose in Abacoa, 1200 Allentown Town Center Drive, Suite 108, 561-660-6695. Monster Energy, Monster Energy. Ladies and gentlemen, Steeda Autosports for the finest in suspension in the world. And any Ford aftermarket performance part, it is Steeda Autosports for the very, very best. Turbinetics, TurbinetticsInc.com, and Precision Turbos. Turbinetics, who else can build a power adder like Turbinetics? We got to thank CPE, Watson Racing, all of the names that have gone to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports 2017 600 horsepower, world's only 600 horsepower, stock block, EcoBoost drop-in Mustang out there. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way today. If somebody's hands are full, make sure you open the door for them, please, man, especially if it's an elderly person who's having troubles getting up out of a seat or into a walker. You know, help that person, man. Get them out into the car. I helped some people after getting out of the new Tom Cruise movie yesterday, elderly. They got into their black Cadillac, and we helped them get there. Do something kind for them. If somebody has holes in the bottom of their shoes, Payless is cheap. If somebody's hungry, McDonald's, 7-Eleven. It's cheap. You don't have to throw your money away if you're worried about it. Just feed somebody. Do something kind today. Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it. Bubba style. Hey, little man. We're all finished up here, little man.